This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily.
Alejandro Mayorkas was dragged into his impeachment hearing yesterday. Actually, he wasn't, but the House managers made their way across the Capitol building. You know, when Shifty Melonhead Adam Schiff and fat criminal Jerry Nadler and the Sea Hag and Hakeem Jeffries and all the rest of them made the solemn march from the Capitol Rotunda, from the House of Representatives side over to the Senate chambers. You remember this back in 2000? And see, when did Trump's impeachment trial actually begin? In January of 2020, I want to say. Remember when they made the march from the Capitol, from the House of Representatives side to the Senate side? They had these steely-eyed servants of the people, these armed guards that were pushing this dolly that was loaded up with reams and boxes and stacks of incriminating documents to get Donnie. You remember this? Pelosi was like she was the Pied Piper. Whack them, 10,000, 12,000, 14,000 dead Ukrainians, all roads lead to Putin. Trump's a criminal. Always impeached, once impeached, always impeached. Well, they didn't have any documents yesterday. It was just the House managers. Marjorie Taylor Greene was among them. And they did make a walk, and they did kind of look solemn. But they didn't do the Democrat show. You see, we have all this, evidence and stuff. This Don John of Mar-a-Lago creep, this Don John of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, he's going down in flames up in here. Because they were going to push all of it, and they had 80,000 pages of incriminating evidence against Trump for the now infamous phone call to Volodymyr Zelensky. It was a perfect call. They never thought in a million years I would release that transcript. They never thought I would. So they marched the impeachment order over into the U.S. Senate, and then the President Pro Tem of the Senate, whoever it was at the time, took the piece of paper and then read aloud the charges against Mayorkas. And at that point in time, then the impeachment hearing, the trial basically began in earnest. If there's ever anyone who needed to be impeached, it is Mayorkas. I think that Biden is a traitor and that the regime leader has committed numerous acts of treason and that he ought to be impeached as well, or just be brought up on charges of treason. Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday actually said, "Mr. Mayorkas, I'm here because I think you're not just should be impeached, but I think you should be put on trial for treason." So there is serious business going on in the Capitol here. I would like to actually see this guy impeached. Now, here's a trivia question for you. Who was the last successfully executed? Who was the recipient of the last successful execution of an impeachment in the U.S. Senate? Who was impeached? And they actually impeached him. Your time starts now. Roger, best of luck. All right, it's not worth waiting. Alcee Hastings, who was a federal judge at the time and was convicted of taking a direct bribe to throw a case, basically. That's the evidence that they had. Here's an irony. After Hastings was impeached, after he got out of jail, He was elected to the other criminal body. No, not the federal judiciary, Congress. He actually was elected to Congress. So impeachment apparently doesn't stop anyone from participating in the Mordor and the Potomac River shell game, but we can hope so with Mayorkas. Mayorkas does look like a criminal. He looks like one of those little shifty, sneering creeps. You know, one of those little guys that's always sitting over there going... And he really does look like Gene Hackman in Superman and the first Superman movie as Lex Luthor. As a matter of fact, today's placard for the show, we actually went and got a photo of Hackman as Mr. Luthor. You know, every time I think of that, the great actor Ned Beatty steals the show as Lex Luthor's henchman or sidekick or whatever. In any event, I don't think that this is going to go the way that the Democrats in the House and the Biden regime think so. I also don't think that there are 10 Democrats that will vote with the entire Republican caucus if they did vote to impeach to get rid of Mayorkas, which is an act of treason in and of itself. You know, as the Mayorkas impeachment trial was about to get underway, some things were being revealed. There is now an actual evidentiary trail. This is an actual real document, or real documents have been found that were distributed by Immigration Customs Enforcement or someone in the Biden regime that were carried and bear the instructions written in Spanish to tell the illegal alien criminal trespassers that Mayorkas and Biden have schemed to gain access into the United States, to tell them to remember that they're going to be eligible to vote and they should vote for Biden to keep the border open so their friends and family can join them later. This is a real story. This isn't somebody, you know, took a piece of paper and a crayon and scribbled it on there and tried to make it look like an illegal alien criminal trespasser did. This is an actual real story. Speaking of which, in Boston, Massachusetts yesterday, four illegal alien criminal trespassers were arrested as rapists. Bill Malugin, Fox News, did a report on it. I didn't see it anywhere else. Glad I went and checked his Twitter feed this morning. They are now in the custody of ICE. Now, get this. All four of them had been previously arrested. And under the Biden regime and ICE, or I'm sorry, under the regime of Michelle Wee, And Les Tard, governor of Taxachusetts, Maura Healey. Taxachusetts is a sanctuary state. Michelle Wee has made Boston a sanctuary city. All four of the rapists were let go. He's just accused of raping that little girl. And two of them are juveniles. Just accused of raping this little juvenile girl. It's just an accusation here. These are our Dreamer Act friends. They're wonderful. We just need to find them a good home to stay in here in Worcester, Mass. Or in Dorchester or whatever, wherever the hell. The government of Taxachusetts let those monsters go. They were told. The cops were told, you must release them under our sanctuary policy. They are wonderful future citizens. How dare you incriminate these men? And then ultimately, they commit more acts of rape and they are arrested. Now, this just continues this destruction here. The American woman is the target of all this. It's a great irony to me. And it ought to be a great irony to everyone listening to the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Radio Network. Once upon a time, whack job feminists ran the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party was all about being the party of the member of Gal-Qaeda, the female terrorist organization hell-bent on the elimination of all American men. Gal-Qaeda used to run the show, used to run the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party was filled with members of Gal-Qaeda. Or Gal-Qaeda, as Ann Coulter would call it. The Democrat Party used to be the party of the woman, you know, women butting their head against this invisible thing called the glass ceiling. We're going to break all this down and whatnot. And now the Democrat Party is the party of anti-woman.